there was some fairly grim news for the senator as he sought the view from street-level enforcement in the day-to-day fight against the addiction epidemic.
This tainted heroin that we're after, the users are seeking it out.
Sergeant Nick Parham of Groton Town Police says the fentanyl-laced heroin that's caused a massive spike in overdose cases in southeastern Connecticut is not a case of a bad batch. It's here to stay.
You know, that's what gets them that first, closest to that first high that they experience.
This body, the Southeastern Connecticut Regional Community Enhancement Task Force, was formed 7 weeks ago in response to that overdose crisis centered at Lawrence and Memorial Hospital in late January. And while there's been an attempt to understand addiction as a disease and move away from the criminalization of users, Brett Mahoney, chief of Waterford Police, reminded the room this is not a victimless crime.
People are dying of heroin, I understand that. But before they started dying from this, quote, bad batch of heroin, all of us here had to deal with all of the ripple effects of this.
He says the whole community pays a price for drug addiction.
Everybody pays higher taxes. You pay higher at retail because they're stealing constantly. My mother, her house got burglarized 5 times when I was a kid. That's probably why I'm a cop now. The human trafficking element, the prostitution element that I know that Groton sees a lot, Norwich, New London, they're victimizing themselves to feed their drug addiction.
More addicts are now funneled towards diversionary programs and their drug possessions treated as a misdemeanor. State's Attorney Michael Kennedy says he believes there's a consequence to that approach.
More people are using these drugs because they're aware that the prosecution of those drugs has become statutorily stepped down.
And he had this perspective on what's happening now on the streets of Norwich, New London, and other small cities in Connecticut.
In the 20 years that I've been prosecuting cases, I've never seen quantities of heroin being seized by local police like these guys have been doing. And these guys have really been turning in some big people.
In the face of that reality, the chief of Groton Police, Louis Fazzaro, says budgets are being squeezed.
Stipends have been reduced, asset forfeiture is no longer available. Those are monies that we use in order to do enforcement efforts. So it just comes at a very difficult time because we have, you know, all the officers that you see in here and detectives that are involved in this are coming out of our existing staffing, our existing budget.
Task force members told Senator Murphy they'd like to see more federal dollars being committed to the problem and more on-the-ground help from agencies like the DEA and the ATF. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.